Hi, we're Steve and Cindy Wright with Marriage Missions International, and this is our weekly Marriage Insight podcast. Our topic this time is a good marriage demands toughness. Now, you may not have realized it before you married, but a good marriage demands toughness, and toughness proceeds out of commitment. No marriage will ever be stronger than the commitment that serves as its infrastructure, and that's according to Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Now, these are powerful and true words. Not too many of us, when we marry, think that marriage will demand this out of us, but it does.
In looking back, Steve and I were in la-la land as to the demands that our love would require of us after we married. And I put love in quotation marks because we really were more in like with each other than we were in love with each other. We were in the beginning stages of love. But marriage demands toughness, and so does married love demand toughness and sheer commitment to weather the many storms that are going to assault the promises that we make to each other. Actually, it's good that we didn't know what the future would bring. We probably would have run the other way because of the tough times that we've had to weather since we first said, I do. I know I would have, but then again, I was a wimp back then, and I was also an idealist as to what marriage would require of me. I literally thank God that He intervened in our life and has worked with us to drop the ideals that we have and to work with the reality of how to build a great marriage. In looking at the overall picture, it would have been sad if we would have run the other way. We would have missed out on so much. Sure, we would have missed out on the tough times, but we also would have missed out on the precious times that we've embraced as well. And they have been sweet. They have truly made the tough times worth it. At the times, we probably didn't think so, but now as we look back, we can see that. We both are stronger because we've weathered those difficult times and come out on the other side, and so is our marriage. Our marriage is stronger as a result, too. It's strong, but it's also sweet as a result of the infrastructure of commitment and willpower that we've had to build upon to get through those tough times. Building a good marriage demands no less of us. A good marriage demands toughness, and it demands more. Steve and I totally agree with something that Dr. Neil Clark Warren wrote. He said, I have never seen happier, more deeply satisfied people than men and women who have made their marriage work. But neither have I met many people in highly successful marriages who got there without an enormous expenditure of energy, courage, and determination. You know, we're not told those things before we marry. We don't realize it. He goes on to say, sometimes issues arise and the partners don't have the necessary skills to manage them. They essentially have two choices at that point. They can either give up and run away, or they can get about the task of developing the required skills. Partners with willpower always adopt the second alternative. They wouldn't think of giving up. Although they might be tempted, but they wouldn't think of giving up. They're ready to go to work on the problem, ready to do whatever they must do in order to keep their marriage healthy for a lifetime. That was what Dr. Warren said in his book, Learning to Live with the Love of Your Life. Additionally, concerning what marriage demands, here's something else that Dr. Warren said on this point, and we want to emphasize this. The foundation of willpower is a set of marital promises. It's this set of promises that serves as the steel structure of every great marriage. That's a great word picture. Both partners need to know exactly what they originally promised to each other. Also, they need to be currently committed to those promises so that their willpower will always be stronger than any opposing force. I remember when our kids were growing up, I always used to tell Steve, I'm just a little bit stronger than they are. I have a little bit more willpower than they do in order to get through the problem they have. And that's the same that it takes for marriage. Dr. Warren goes on to say, I contend that people in extremely healthy marriages built those marriages just as you build a mammoth bridge or a skyscraper. They made their marriage triumphant because they simply wouldn't settle for less. Marriage demands no less. Are you settling for less? On the other hand, are you determined and boldly willful in building upon your marital promises that you made on your wedding day? Do your words and actions reveal and reflect the heart of Christ within your marriage? You need to realize that you can't build a good marriage on your own. It takes determination on both of your parts. But are you doing your part? Marriage demands toughness. Are you applying toughness? Maybe even tough love to your approach to all that you're encountering in your marriage.
I believe a concise list of the toughness that marriage demands is found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And we most often refer to these as the fruit of the Spirit. And I have to confess, when I first read these verses, I don't really pick the word toughness as a way to describe them. But if you think about it and relate it to our marriage, think about these words as I read them and apply toughness to them. Marriage demands toughness in our resolve to live with each other in such a way that the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are continually being exhibited. Now, I'll share with you something that I have had to do in my life in my marriage with Cindy. Sometimes I have to make a gut check if I'm really living out these fruit of the Spirit in my marriage in a tough way. I ask myself, have I really displayed love to Cindy today? Or how about joy? Did I have a joyful attitude and spirit with Cindy today? Was I a man of peace in our relationship? Did I exhibit patience, kindness, and goodness to my wife? Have I been faithful to her in big and small ways? And have I displayed gentleness when it was needed, and especially self-control? So you see, you can apply tough love to those verses from Galatians 5. Let me suggest that we all take a few minutes and read this list again. This time, pray through it and see if we really are living up to these attributes, these demands. Sometimes it's tough to do what it takes to bring out that type of fruit. We're sinners who live with sinners, and that can bring its own set of challenges every day. As Cindy's husband, I often pray, God, am I really loving Cindy the way you want me to? Or am I displaying a joyful attitude? Do I bring peace into our marriage and home? You get the idea how this works. And Cindy will often ask herself the same questions. We see this as a requirement that God wants from both husbands and wives. There's no way we can live a life of love within our marriages, as we're told to do in Ephesians 5:1, if we didn't do this. You'd be surprised that if you're sincere when you're asking God about these questions, that he's only too happy to convict us if we're failing or falling in one or more of these. If each of us husbands and wives did this just once a week, it could bring about huge changes in the atmosphere in your marriage. Now I'm going to add one more. Loyalty. The dictionary defines loyalty as devotion, constancy, allegiance, fidelity. All of these imply a sense of duty or of devoted attachment to something or someone. We just can't allow anyone or anything into our marriage that would take us away from our devotion, allegiance, fidelity, or attachment to our spouse. Being loyal in marriage demands toughness sometimes. There are a lot of temptations waiting for us in today's world that can pull us in the wrong directions. We must stand strong. Take a few minutes this week and ask God to search your heart on this one too. I caution you to do this only if you're serious about making the necessary changes that He may reveal to you. And that's because marriage demands more than just showing up. Here's one last thought that Dr. Neil Clark Warren made in his book that we want to emphasize. He said, "Don't kid yourself. Great marriages are the result of back-breaking work. They simply do not come easily. Two people must be skillful and strong. They need to be tough. Strength and toughness come from reciting over and over something two clients, Sue and Jim, came up with. They said, 'I will love you when times are good or bad. I will cherish you even if I'm upset with you. Plus, I will honor you at all times. I will never be disloyal to you. And I mean this forever, so help me God.' Aren't these words a type of pledge of allegiance to the marriage vows that we made? It's something we all need to embrace as married couples. Plus, it's something we need to teach young couples who are about to be married. Another way of saying it is, marriage isn't for wimps. In our marriage, we've made the unswerving determination that nothing is going to separate us, so help us God. As a result, our relationship continues to grow healthier and more satisfying each year. Our marriage toughness is founded on the scripture where God tells us, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend, marriage partner, can help him up. But pity the man and woman who has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. These verses from Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. If you haven't already committed yourself to this marriage toughness, this three-strand commitment today can be a new beginning. Ask God to help you to begin to make it so, starting now. We pray God blesses your marriage as you lean into Him and do things His way. And that's it for this Marriage Insight. But we have a reminder for you. If you'd like to hear other podcasts of other Marriage Insights, or if you're looking for more help for your marriage, just go to our website. Very simply, it is marriagemissions.com. Cindy and I also wrote a book called Seven Essentials to Grow Your Marriage. It's available both in electronic and print form. It's full of practical suggestions and ideas that we have shared from our own life and helped us to live a successful marriage. It could be a good resource to help you build your own personal marital team, or maybe to give it as a gift to a couple getting married to help them get off on the right foot. For more information on all of this, just go to the website marriagemissions.com. And until next week's Marriage Insight podcast, we are Steve and Cindy Wright, hoping you'll make it your mission to reveal and reflect the heart of Christ within your marriage.